Well, hello and welcome back to Witchcast. Also, happy Friday, everyone. It's finally relax. You can finally just spread out and listen to my podcast. So, I hope you guys have a wonderful start to the weekend. I'm Julia. I am the host to this podcast. And today I have a very special guest that will be joining me. We're going to be chatting about something very, very important. So her name is Jamie, and Jamie has been my best friend for 10 years. It's been a whirlwind of emotions with me and her. We have been together since the seventh grade, and we've both become, I think, pretty amazing women. So Jamie, you want to say hello to the listeners?
Hello, listeners.
Yes, and we're very excited to have you with us, or with me. I keep saying us, it's so weird. Okay, so today's episode will be about magic and psychology. We're going to be diving into how they can work together to make something beautiful. But before we get into that, let's pull a tarot card of the day. So just give me 2 seconds. I'm going to shuffle and then we'll talk about the tarot card. Okay, so we got the World. That's going to be a major arcana card. The World is actually a very interesting card to get because it has a lot of symbolism behind it. And in the card, it shows a woman holding two wands. It looks like she's in a circle of eternity. Like it has an eternity symbol and everything. There's zodiac symbols all around her, specifically Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, and Scorpio. So if those are this card is for you guys. We will be talking about zodiacs and astrology in another episode, but for now, this card means harmony, positivity, positive results, and happiness. And I think this card is perfect for this episode because I have my best friend on here with me. And who doesn't want to have a podcast with their best friend? So it's going to be amazing, and let's do this. So, Jamie, what do you think about the card?
I think this card has really come up at a perfect time for everybody. A lot of people feel like their world right now is in flux and almost for some people falling apart, particularly being in quarantine and being so isolated from others. And I think it's a great reminder that it's really about the journey and not the destination. The world can be a destination, and it certainly is, but it's a reminder that you have to go through the path and the journey to get to that destination. And so I think it's a reminder that this is a great opportunity to take the time to find out what makes us feel whole in this moment when maybe we don't feel very whole.
Yeah, that's a really good perspective on to have on the tarot card because, like I said, like you were saying, quarantine is a really hard time for everybody. And so, the journey through it, we know there's another side, and it's going to be with all of us rejoicing. We're going to be all hugging each other within means of distancing ourselves, I should say. But we're going to do like hand hugs, and it's going to be a different world that we're going to come back to. But I think what's important is that we're all going to come out together and we're going to be stronger for it. So thank you so much for sharing that with us, Jamie, and I love your thoughts about it. I just want to give like a brief kind of informational fact about divination. If you're not sure what tarot cards are, in previous episodes I do mention a little bit about it, but divination is a huge thing to use in witchcraft. It's a very good tool. You can use anything from like tarot cards, pendulums, oracle cards. You can even do palmistry. There are so many different types of divination that, I can't name them all right now because there's so many. But I really like to use tarot cards because they kind of show like my inner self. And, you can't ask questions like, am I going to win the lottery? It's never going to happen. They're not going to give you the numbers. Like, it's going to be like, oh, here's going to be 2, 4, 6, 7. Yeah, that's not going to happen. So, I think tarot cards are very special to me. I've been working with them since I was 18, and I'm currently 28 now. So, I think it's a really good way to express yourselves. And there's so many different tarot decks out there that you can customize it to be who you want to be. And I feel like it's really important that you actually hold the tarot deck before you purchase it, because you need to bond with it, and you know it needs to bond with you. So whatever speaks to you, I feel, is really important. But we'll get into tarot decks and like how to buy them and everything about it in another episode. But so now that we have that out of the way, Jamie, let's talk about you. I want to talk and make this whole podcast about you. And I know you're almost about to graduate with your master's in psychology. Congratulations. Can you tell us what you'll be practicing and what you'll be striving to be?
Yes. So I am specifically practicing forensic psychology, which is the intersection of the legal system and psychology. So what this looks like, it can be different things. I know a lot of people probably go straight to thinking like, oh my God, you're going to work with serial killers, aren't you? That is not what most forensic psychologists do, although I'm sure that would be very, very interesting.
So are you saying you're not going to be Dexter and, you know, like be forensics and then kill people after that? No, no?
Yeah, no, nothing like that, unfortunately.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm sorry. I just had to say it. All right, so continue. I apologize.
No, it's all good. So really what it is for me is the focus on aiding people who are incarcerated or have been incarcerated. So I really want to focus on this population because this population often needs the most help and doesn't have access to it. And that was a big factor in my deciding to focus on forensic psychology. So I just think that, you know, with the way that our systems in this country work, it can be very unfair to certain populations. And I really just wanted to go to where the need was.
And it's beautiful, you know, like you said, there's a lot of different areas around the world, specifically, you know, California. Sometimes we have a lot of judgment. Everyone likes to kind of pick at each other. And I think it's really sad. And, you know, I don't really like that people do that. But, you know, you can't control everyone. But that's another topic. I don't want to get into it because I feel like it's going to bring negativity. But I'm really glad that you brought up that point. So let's get into, how did you get into witchcraft and, you know, opening up your spirituality?
So that began with you. And,
yeah, it did.
I believe you started getting into it before I did. And for a period of time when we weren't friends, I just didn't even really know anything about it. But when we came back together and we became best friends again, it was something that you brought me into. And I really loved that it's something that we could learn about together. And it is still something that we're learning about together, which makes it so great.
Yeah, definitely. Because we bonded over this pretty fast. It was like a no-brainer, I feel like, because I remember, like you said, when we had our time apart and we came back, I think it was really important that we had something to bind us together again. And what a better way than to have magic kind of glue us back. So I thought that was a really cool way to bring us back together, like I said. You know, but I want to get into, what are your thoughts about witchcraft in a modern setting?
So in a modern setting, I think that witchcraft is a reminder that we are more than just the sum of our physical parts. And some call it magic, some call it witchcraft, some call it spirituality, some call it a religion. And I think that in a sense, all of those have aspects of magic in them, which is an understanding that we as humans are beings made of energy, and our thoughts have energy. And when we put those into the world, it will affect those around us and affect the space around us. So for me, spirituality is really a recognition of the way in which you move about in the world. And I think that's a really important aspect of who you are as a person and who you want to be.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, magic, what it means to me is it's everything. It's everywhere, you know. It's when you cook. It's when, you know, you're with your friends, when you're creating something. You use magic for everything without even realizing it. And it doesn't have to have a label like witchcraft. It could be simple things like use magic to make like a brownie. It's going to come out amazing. You know, I did that yesterday and it was awesome. So, you know, magic is, I think, a really, really juicy and sexy topic. I know that there are a lot of beginner witches out there, and I just want to let you guys know that it gets, you know, it's kind of tough at first, but it gets better and better and better. It's like reading a good juicy book, you know, like you have to dive into it and kind of give it a chance. And then once you get to past the point of a couple chapters, then you're just like, bam, you know, I got it. This is beautiful. So, you know, I think for beginner witches, like I said, just give it a go. You know, like it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't have to make it, you know, seem like it's an aesthetic or like you have to buy crystals and like tarot cards and, you know, different things to make it bougie. You don't need that stuff if you don't want to. You know, magic can be very free and very, you can use the elements around you. You don't have to buy things just to make it seem like you're a witch. So I think that's really important. That's something that I really believe in because, you know, I grew up with having to be really secretive with my magic. I came from a family where magic was frowned upon, and my mom thought I was, you know, worshiping the devil for the longest time. And I was like, not yet, mom, almost there. But, you know, not to like joke around with that. I don't worship the devil. That's another episode. But, you know, the power of belief and intention, it leads to manifestation. And I think intention is a huge part of magic and witchcraft. You know, you need intent to want to get your promotion in the job. You need intent to want to get from point A to point B while driving, you know, and it manifests into something that, you know, is the end result. And I think that magic is stemmed from that, you know, and it, like I said, magic doesn't have to be anything witchy related. Like I said, in those examples, magic can be whatever you want it to be. So
yeah, and even those concepts are part of psychology too. I mean, we have a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? If you put negativity out there and you think to yourself, I'm going to fail, then yeah, you're more likely to fail because that's what you're already thinking is going to happen. So I really do think that the power of intention is such a huge part of how we act in the world, and we may not even realize it.
Yeah, it's a very powerful thing. And, you know, in previous episodes, I touched base about intention and manifestation with Occultish. That's going to be one of our first episodes. But, you know, knowing what we know about witchcraft and everything, how did you kind of switch gears and go into psychology?
So to me, and honestly, the self-fulfilling prophecy is a great example in that that is a psychology term, but it's also something that is in magic and it's just called something else. And though they may be two different domains, they can absolutely intersect in many ways, particularly with mindfulness, with the power of thought, with the power of intent. So it really depends on the person and if it's something that they are specifically interested in and want to bring into psychology.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, before we kind of dive into more of, you know, magic and psychology and how they can coincide with another, what is psychology and, you know, what does it mean to you?
So psychology, and this is probably not a super interesting definition, but psychology for me is the study of the human mind. So that includes humans' thoughts, behaviors, actions, emotions, everything having to do with that. And there's the physiological aspect of it. So like the neurotransmitters in our brains firing off and causing us to feel a certain way. And then there's the psychological part where maybe if you're having a recurring negative thought, it begins to make you feel sad. So it really is all about the human brain and actions and behaviors and emotions.
That's a perfect way to explain psychology, I think. You know, you did a really good job. But also, you know, can magic and psychology, can they become best friends like you and me? Because, you know, it's like a huge topic about spirituality and, you know, how I know I have a mental illness. And I struggle with the fact that is it my illness that I'm seeing things, or is it my magic that makes me see things, you know? And it's like it's a really broad topic. And that's something that, you know, I'll get more comfortable to share in later episodes. But, you know, I think for a lot of listeners and beginner witches out there, I just want you guys to know that when you're seeing things or hearing things or, you know, see synchronicity and like different kinds of numbers on clocks and stuff, it doesn't mean you're crazy. You're not crazy, you know? There's a lot of different ways magic kind of presents itself. And I think that once you kind of understand who you are and what you want to practice, that's when everything starts to bloom. So, Jamie, what do you think?
I think that's such an important message to put out there because, you know, the phenomenon that you experience in magic, in any religion, in spirituality, it's completely based in the human mind and the way that we think. Our brain is wired to see patterns. Our brain is wired to see symbolism. That's why the cross is such a big deal in Christianity, right? It's a symbol. Yeah. And I think that's really true of any type of spiritual beliefs. So to me, when you discuss, you know, if what you're seeing and hearing is real or if it's a manifestation of a mental illness, I almost always think to myself, does the origin matter if it is affecting you in some way, particularly if it's affecting you in a positive way? Because even if it is the mental illness, does that also mean that it's not magic?
Yeah.
If that makes sense?
It makes perfect sense because, you know, there's so many things that I see and that I hear, and I'm always questioning and, like, I hate that I doubt myself. But, you know, I've gotten over that because I think I've really immersed myself into witchcraft and I really, you know, kind of just I flow with it really well. And, you know, today I actually, I told a lot of my friends and family that I'm a practicing witch. And that was a very scary time for me because, you know, at the end of the day, you're always afraid of people judging you. And, you know, like if you're a, you know, like I like the term closet witch, just it's going to take time for you to open up to your friends and family. But once you do, it's like, why did I wait so long? You know, I'm 28 and it took me this long for me to just accept myself for who I am and what I believe in. And, you know, I think acceptance is huge when it comes to psychology and magic is like you have to sometimes you have to accept that you have an illness. Sometimes you have to accept the fact that you're a witch. And, you know, there's similarities between the two. Like we've been discussing this entire episode. I want to dive deeper a little bit into it. Jamie, what do you think the similarities are between the two?
So I think that between magic and psychology, like I said earlier, there's that power of labels. We as humans love to put labels on things, but labels can also be really dangerous, right?
Yeah.
So as you're saying, you came out as a practicing witch, and that term has so many thoughts already behind it that it does become really scary to tell other people this. You just don't know how they're going to react.
Exactly.
And the fact is, once you explain what your beliefs are, then it becomes much less mystifying, much less terrifying to say that, listen, I just believe in the power of energy within myself, within the earth. I believe in the power of intent and manifestation, as you said. And these things are not new concepts. Like I said, they're even in psychology, and we just have more technical terms for them. So they certainly do overlap in a lot of ways.
And, you know, I totally get that. But do you think that they can mix without having a bad reaction? Because I know, like, sometimes you can intertwine the two. I'm not sure if that could be a good or bad thing. What do you think?
I think it really depends on the person. So, yes, there are times when sort of seeing and hearing things is pathological and it is really dangerous, particularly if, you know, I have a client with schizophrenia and they're hearing voices telling them to kill themselves. That's not a good manifestation, and I'm gonna have to work with them to control that and possibly to even learn to ignore those voices, those thoughts. But for others, it really is a healing and positive manifestation of energy. So it fully, to me, depends on the person. And I've had clients who are spiritual. I've had clients who are religious. I've had clients who are completely scientific. And the fact remains that the power of belief is still a great way to heal. So whenever I do get clients who are spiritual or religious, I always encourage them to continue practicing that spirituality and religiosity because it can be so positive in their lives.
Yes, you said that beautifully, because, you know, I know sometimes I need that kind of validation and whether or not, you know, my spirituality is beautiful, you know, and at the end of the day, 99% of the time, I'm like, you know what? What does it matter? This magic is for me. You know, I don't need to make it flashy or fancy and show people that I can do a magic trick. It's not about that. You know, magic is about you. It's about loving yourself. And I think the easier way to do that is just to accept the fact that things can be really real. Like, magic is a real thing and it's everywhere. It's beautiful. And it's very important to know, like I said earlier, that for beginner witches, you're not crazy. You know, it's just, that breaks my heart that there's so many people out in the world who feel like they're so alone and that they get told by negative people based on their views, and they push it on people who believe in spirituality and they don't know what to believe. And I think that's hurtful. So, you know, for all the listeners out there, I just want to let you know that, you know, this is a journey for everybody and you're not alone. There are people like you and me and Jamie, we both practice. I practice a little bit more than she does, but she believes in spirituality and she's a psychologist, you know? So I think this topic kind of leads towards practicing mindfulness. And Jamie, do you want to kind of elaborate on mindfulness?
Absolutely. So mindfulness has become really popular in psychology recently. Mm-hmm. The reason being is that mindfulness is very heavily focused on the present. And people, especially people with a mental illness, tend to focus either on the past or on the future. So you get the people who think, oh, I should have done this, or what if this happens, right?
Yeah.
Sort of those manifestations of depression and anxiety. And mindfulness is a great way to remove yourself from those very painful thoughts of should have and what if, and to bring you back into the present where you can just take the time to accept yourself as you are in this moment. And that could mean that maybe you're sad at this point, but that's okay. And to just allow yourself to acknowledge that sadness and not to judge yourself for it. Or maybe you are really happy and that's fantastic. So you acknowledge that you're happy and you accept that part of yourself. So I think that really mindfulness is incredibly important in day-to-day practice, whether you're a witch or a Christian or a psychologist, whatever you may be. Mindfulness is very healing because it really is all about accepting yourself as you are in this moment.
Yes, and that's exactly how I feel about mindfulness. You know, from a witch's perspective, the way that I practice mindfulness is I do a lot of meditation. And meditation doesn't mean you have to do like yoga or like fancy moves or anything. I mean, of course, you can do yoga. No offense to all the yogis out there. But, you know, yoga is really helpful tool too, to kind of like do deep breathing. And it's like a beautiful way to kind of just release your energy and magic. And another way that I practice mindfulness is, you know, I like to journal a lot. And I kind of journal my thoughts, my feelings, what I'm doing for the day. And, you know, that can lead to making a book of shadows. And, you know, a book of shadows, what that is, it's essentially just a journal that you put all your thoughts into, things that you've experienced, your research, you know, definitions of things you don't know. That could just be a huge tool for you in the future. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You don't have to get, like, you know, a crazy journal that looks like, you know, it's meant to be in Hocus Pocus or anything. Well, not yet anyway. but it's just, it could be any kind of journal. And I have tons of journals everywhere. Jamie knows, God knows that I have so many journals. Yeah. But those are some examples that I do as a practicing witch and as just a human being, you know? And Jamie, I really want to thank you for being part of this episode. And just want to ask, what message do you want to end with for the listeners?
I think that just going back to the beginning when you drew the world, the tarot card, it's such a great reminder to just remember the journey rather than always being focused on your destination, especially right now when you may feel very stagnant and frustrated. That's okay. That's okay to feel that way. And there's nothing wrong with feeling that way. But when you do reach that destination eventually, you'll understand why the journey was so important to begin with. So I just recommend you do your best to remain in the present.
And, you know, she's absolutely correct. Staying in the present, I know, is hard, but, you know, there's so many different grounding exercises you can do, grounding spells, grounding meditation to kind of, like, put you here now. Because, you know, if we've learned anything from this pandemic and COVID, it's that life is so short. You know, you can be infected and not know it, and then, you know, God forbid anything happens, you pass away. And, you know, like, it's just, it's so difficult to just stay in the present, I know, but once you figure it out that I have to live today for its, you know, for to its fullest, you're going to feel a lot better. Because, you know, like I said, life is really short. You know, that's why I came out today as a practicing witch to my family, because, you know, God knows what's going to happen tomorrow, and, you know, or the next day. And I just want to be my true self. So I think with everyone out there, your journey is just beginning. If you're waking up from being a witch, or if you're just learning about having a mental illness, it's a journey. And whether or not you perceive it as a good or bad thing, it's still yours nonetheless. So just want to say thank you again to Jamie for being on here. I really appreciate talking to you. Always have a good time talking to you, because we can talk about for anything and everything. So Jamie, you want to say anything else before we go?
No, just thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely. So, and everyone, I just want to say happy Friday again. I know I was kind of joking saying Friday. I mean, yes and no, I wasn't joking, but happy Friday. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. And, you know, this podcast is going to be having new episodes every Friday. So I hope you guys tune in and enjoy this one. So see you in the next one.